Thunderstorms are a summertime staple across the country. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Dwyer, professor of physics at the University of New Hampshire, explains that scientists are still studying these storms to get a handle on how they actually work.
It's no secret that lightning is dangerous. It strikes our planet millions of times each day, delivering tens of thousands of amps of electricity to whatever it hits. Lightning is also something that we don't understand as well as we should. To keep people and property safe, we really need to know how lightning works. And as the world warms, it's likely that there will be even more lightning in the future. Right now, physicists are trying to figure out how lightning gets started, how it moves, and why it strikes one thing and not the other. These are very basic questions. Ideally, the best place to learn about lightning is inside a thunderstorm, but making measurements there is really hard to do. Thunderstorms are big, dangerous places that pilots usually try to avoid, but even if you do manage to get an instrument inside a storm, the instrument could easily trigger lightning long before the lightning could occur naturally. In other words, just by being there, we affect the thing that we're trying to measure. I was on board a research aircraft once that accidentally went through the middle of a thunderstorm. It was really scary. We rolled back and forth, and then we plummeted 3,000 feet. Thought I was going to die. On the bright side, we weren't struck by lightning, and we got a lot of great data. It's safer to measure lightning from the ground, but that has problems too. Lightning is so unpredictable, and it moves so fast that you never know where to set up your camera or your instruments. It's just really difficult to make the kind of detailed measurements that you need. There have been quite a few exciting discoveries in recent decades that shattered the notion that the Earth is a boring place. The fact is, scientists are just beginning to understand some of the mysteries of our atmosphere, and there's a new appreciation for the fascinating things to be discovered just above our heads.
That was Joseph Dwyer of the University of New Hampshire. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.